This conversation happened on Wednesday morning before the cold front arrived. This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people. And, of course, this week, the topic of real importance is the cold weather, coldest weather we've had in a long time here in Austin. And that can have an effect on your home and your pipes bringing the water to your home. So we checked with our friends at Austin Water, and Geneva Guerrero, public information officer, is here to just give us a few tips. And by the way, all of these tips are on the Austin Water website, which is austinwater.org. So for the homeowners or people renting a home, they got to work it out with their landlord, of course. But the big challenge is to not have your pipes freeze. And if they do freeze, they can burst. And that's not really how you want to spend your Christmas, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think, you know, we learned a few things in the recent winter storm events that we had. So we're really trying to encourage everyone to take steps now to prepare for those super cold temps that are heading our way starting tomorrow. If folks follow a few easy steps, it can help them protect their property and hopefully prevent damage when the freezing weather does arrive.
Now, the first step is to find your water meter key. And it's not a little key that goes on your keychain. It's a big old piece of metal. It's somewhere in the garage. And you got to find that somewhere beforehand and know where your water shutoff is, correct?
Correct. For most homes, the property owner, you know, we suggest you try your property owner shutoff valve first. And for most folks, that's on the side of the water, on their side of the water meter at the meter box. So, of course, renters, you'll need to consult with your property manager.
Right.
If you can't find your shutoff valve, or if it's damaged, or sometimes they get covered up, then you should be prepared to access the city's shutoff valve in the meter box. And we hope that you only have to go in there in case of an emergency, but you might need that water meter key you mentioned, and you can find those at most hardware and home improvement stores.
Well, there's probably a run on those places this week. And by the way, there's a helpful video on where to find all of this on the website, on the austinwater.org website, where to find your water meter to try to keep the pipes from bursting. And first of all, I had a guy say this the other day. He goes, "I'm from Ohio. We never had to cover up our pipes. What's the deal?" Well, it's kind of different. The way we build homes here in Central Texas is not really the same way that they build them up there. And most pipes, I guess, in the north are insulated, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they plan a little bit better or more for that cold weather insulation. So, I mean, you know, really, we're just trying to encourage folks to, you know, we're trying to keep that cold air out. So since our pipes are not insulated like they are up in Ohio, we need to make sure that we fix some, you know, our drafty windows and insulate, put that weather stripping in doors and windows and walls wherever cold air is leaking in. Even crawl spaces, if you have a basement, you need to try to winterize those unheated spaces.
Come on, Geneva. Nobody has a basement here.
Is that I haven't seen one I think since I've been here, but just in case.
On the outside of your home, your faucets that you use to water the lawn and the garden, those faucets, first of all, you got to unhook your hoses, roll those up, and what they call hose bib covers. It's like a little styrofoam case that fits right over the faucets. And again, I would imagine this week, those are in short supply now. I'm sure a lot of people have got them. But I have done the thing where you wrap towels around it and then put tape around the towels. And it it looks great, first of all. It just looks so decorative.
Yeah, but you could actually, you could use some holiday color tape this time around. How about that?
And but that actually helps from the cold getting in right at the source there. And then what about further into your house? Because I know houses here, the water pipes are on an outside wall. They're pretty close to the cold weather, and they may be going through an unheated garage or an unheated attic. What can you do to protect the pipes there?
Right. We suggest, you know, again, we're trying to keep the heat, the warm air in. You can open up those cabinet doors that are under the kitchen sink or under the bathroom sink. If you have small children or pets, make sure you're putting up those cleaning supplies and things like that. But if the idea is if you open those cabinet doors underneath, we can keep that warm air circulating around the pipes and keep those warm so they don't freeze up. If you've already done all of that and you still think your pipes inside might be prone to freezing, then we suggest you do a very slow drip. You don't need to do a big heavy trickle. Just even one drop going through those pipes will help to keep them from freezing up. And you know, you can catch that water in something in a container and use them on your plants later, but we suggest just a really slow drip on the inside if you feel like they still might freeze.
And there's another video about that on the Austin Water website, austinwater.org. I think this is just going to be a 1 or 2 day deal that we have to deal with the severely cold weather. Mark Murray says we'll be up into the 40s by Christmas Day. But in general, since this is really just the first week of winter, maybe people can prepare better for future incidents like this if we get them. But you also recommend on your website that people have a good supply of drinking water on hand in case the water does go out.
Yes, it's always, we partner with our friends over at Homeland Security and Emergency Management with the City of Austin and Travis County. And they suggest, you know, of course, making a plan, making a kit always. And our suggestion there is that you have 1 gallon of water per person or pet per day for about 7 days, just in case, because you don't want, again, you mentioned the run on supplies earlier. We imagine there'd be a run on bottled water if we do have an emergency situation. So it's always good to have those supplies on hand.
Yeah, when cold weather comes, just about everything is cleared out of the grocery store.
Right.
And you also recommend to people who may have automatic sprinklers to just turn that off and drain it.
Yeah. I mean, during the winter, you know, you shouldn't be running your automatic irrigation system a lot anyway, right. But especially during sustained freezing temps, you should go ahead and turn that automatic irrigation off and drain the water out of there. Because those things can freeze up too. And a lot of times components are underground. You don't even realize sometimes that they've burst or if they have a leak. So go ahead and turn those off as this winter weather approaches.
All right. It's a good idea. And there are more tips online with austinwater.org. Not related to this, but also of interest. Isn't this the time of year when our wastewater rates get set? Is that correct?
Thanks for bringing that up. Some folks, wastewater averaging started back mid-November, and you know, it goes by your billing cycle, so you could find your wastewater averaging period on our website as well. But if you're saving a lot of water during that wastewater averaging period, that can save you some money on the wastewater charge side of your bill for the following year. So it's always a good idea to do your best to conserve water year round, but especially during that wastewater averaging period, it's a good idea. So we've got more information on the website for that as well.
And one more thing, if the unfortunate happens and you do get a burst pipe and you're starting to get flooded, call Austin Water, right?
Yes. We have a 24-hour emergency hotline that customers can call should they have a water emergency. If you can't get into your meter box, or just if you have a service interruption, and that number is 512-972-1000. Just a moment of appreciation for our crews and teams on both our water and wastewater side. They're, you know, working through the holidays and all year round, 24/7. Yeah. But you could get a hold of us if you have an emergency at that number.
All right. Again, that's 512-972-1000. That's on the website as well. Everything you need to know is on the website, but I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to Geneva here in person too, because, you know, 15 degrees is not what we're used to for morning lows around here. No telling when we could get another cold snap like this again this winter, because it's just the start of the winter. Geneva Guerrero with Austin Water. By the way, thank you to your organization for supporting ours throughout the years. We really do appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. Your thoughts on today's program and suggestions for topics that you would like to hear addressed in future programs, always welcome. Studio at sunradio.com.